Stephen, thank you. Stephen McDonnell in Beijing. Let's speak to Lord Alton, David Alton, a member of the British Upper House of Parliament, the House of Lords, and Vice Chairman of the All-Party Parliamentary Group on Hong Kong. And you're just back from the territory, Lord Alton. What do you think about this US bill signed into law?
Well, there were two bills which were passed. The first one requires the US State Department to certify, at least annually, that Hong Kong retains enough autonomy to justify favourable US trading terms, and it also threatens sanctions for human rights violations. And the second bill bans the export of tear gas, pepper sprays, rubber bullets, stun guns and the rest, all the things that we've seen in use on the streets in Hong Kong over these last 5 months. Now, I don't think this is so much about the Senate and the House of Representatives suddenly becoming anxious about trade wars. I think it's because they've seen what has happened over these last 5 months, and they saw what happened on Sunday when some 3 million voters turned out, three quarters of whom voted for pro-democracy candidates, defending their two systems in one country. And it's because of the erosion of their autonomy, the erosion of human rights, the erosion of the rule of law, that we have seen this extraordinary backlash. So I'm not surprised that the Congress has passed this legislation, and I suspect we'll see comparable legislation passed in the United Kingdom by our own Houses of Parliament. Indeed, there are bills currently being drawn up to that effect.
Doesn't it mean, though, because those elections, local elections, yes, but they were held peacefully and they came out with a result that was in favour of the pro-democracy candidate, doesn't that mean that measures from outside, from the UK, from the US, are just going to play into the hands of the authoritarians?
But the whole point about these bills is that they don't require anything to be done if the existing treaty, international treaty, signed by both sides, Britain and China, based on the 1984 agreement and the handover in 1997, if that is honoured, then none of this happens anyway. So it now is down to Beijing and the authorities in Hong Kong to respond, not just to Congress, but to respond to the people of Hong Kong. They should boldly turn these councils, the district councils that have now elected pro-democracy councillors in 16 of the 17 authorities where they have control, give them immediately a consultative role, devolve decisions and opportunities to them, pioneer reforms. And then maybe the Hong Kong government will come to see the elections as a decisive turning point, replacing the need for protest, the paralysis that we've seen, with some leadership and commitment that demanded by the voters and indelibly printed on that landslide of ballot papers.
You said, I think this week, Hong Kong is the new front line in the clash of value systems. What did you mean?
I meant that you can choose between autocracy and or democracy. And the people of Hong Kong, who were told how to vote by Carrie Lam, the chief executive, they were told how to vote by Beijing, and they did the opposite, because they do not want a one-party, one-state system. They want two systems in one country, which is what they were promised in the treaty that was made between Britain and China. So, yes, this is a clash of a fundamental importance, and we must stand with the people of Hong Kong, because when you see some of the things that are happening now in the reversal of the very welcome reforms that have taken place in China, you see things like the 1 million Uyghur Muslims now incarcerated in Xinjiang, so freedom of religion or belief has become almost worthless in China. You see dissidents and defectors incarcerated, you see the suppression of freedom of speech through the internet, and you see the complete denial of any kind of democratic reform or the chance of ordinary people to have their say. And we think back to what happened in Tiananmen Square when 10,000 pro-democracies were killed there. So Hong Kongers look over the wall. They see what could be coming their way, and they want the international community to stand with them. So I think we should welcome what the American Congress has done, but we should also, all others should be stepping up to the plate and standing with the people of Hong Kong.
Lord Alton, thank you. That's Lord David Alton from the House of Lords in the UK, just back from Hong Kong.